Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are joined by Dennis Dernborg. So welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to share with you today.
Great, lovely. So Dennis, like before we start our conversation, I'd love to mention this to all of our listeners that Dennis is a creator of the Flow Grief Release Method. Her journey from profound loss to rediscovered joy led her to develop a transformative approach to healing the grief. So with over 15 years of experience, she has guided thousands through the grief, challenging traditional stages and offering hope to those who are feeling stuck. So we'll discuss on it. So let's join us as Dennis will share her wisdom on moving beyond the grief and reclaiming life. So welcome to the show again, Dennis.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely. So Dennis, to start with, like if you can share your personal journey of the loss and how it inspired you to create the grief release method.
Absolutely. So in 2009, my husband passed away really suddenly of a blood clot. There was no warning. There was no goodbyes. He was only 55. And I was 51 at the time. And all my kids had moved out because I got married young. And they'd already moved out. And I was left in this big house on 8 acres all by myself.
Okay.
And after the shock and after sort of, you know, coming out of la la land, because, you know, when you're religiously in grief, you feel as though you're walking outside of your body. Yeah. So after coming out of that, I saw a psychologist, I saw a therapist, I saw so many people, but nothing was really helping me. And I thought, well, I need to heal. I need to heal me, because I knew that my husband wouldn't want to see me struggling with my grief and struggling to move forward. And the only solution that I had and the only thing that came to me was that I needed to heal myself. And I had to do that from the inside out. And that's basically when my journey began. I started to doing the inner work on myself. I started rediscovering who I was, because at the age of 51, you know, I met my husband when I was 16, and we got married young and we had our kids young. So I really didn't know who Denise was. So at the age of 51, I suddenly sat down one night and I went, I don't even know who I am at 51. Who am I?
Yeah.
And that was the start of my journey and my journey into helping others reimagine, because when we lose somebody, we start all over again. We start that new life again.
Exactly. That's very, very true. Yeah. So on this, like, what are some of the common misconceptions about grief and the traditional stages of the grief?
I found that, and over the years of working, because I've been working with people now for over, or close to 15 years, is that the old method, or I call it the old method of the 5 stages of grief and wait for time and things will get better, doesn't work. It really doesn't work. It keeps people stuck in their grief. You know, the misconceptions that, you know, keep yourself busy, get a dog, just wait, don't do anything for the first year, is really the worst advice that we can give any person that's grieving.
Mm.
Because you're sitting in La La Land, you're in no man's land. We have to take action. We have to move forward. I remember my psychologist, and that was my aha moment when my psychologist said to me, and I said to her, how long am I going to be like this? How long am I going to be feeling this grief, this sorrow, this pain? And she said to me, Denise, you're grieving the loss of your husband. You're going to be like this for the next 5 to 7 years. And that freaked me out. It really freaked me out because I thought, I cannot live like this. And Martin wouldn't have wanted it. My husband wouldn't have wanted it. So a lot of people, and over the years of working with people, I work with people that are 3 months in their grief journey, and people that have been stuck for 15 years because they've been given that same advice that, go and read a book, go and talk to people. And unfortunately, we cannot talk our way through grief because the more we talk about it, the more we actually cement that pain and that sorrow in our brain. It becomes our neural pathways. It cements it in there as a story, just over and over and over again. So, what I found is the initial stages of grief, you really need somebody to talk to. So therapy, counseling is great for the initial stages. The early stage of grief, when you just need somebody to talk to. But after that, there comes a time where you go, well, what now? Where do we go from here? Where do I go from here? And that's where people get stuck, is they don't know what the next step is. And that's the inner journey. That's the journey into yourself. That's the feeling, the letting go, the overcoming and becoming whole. Because we need to feel our pain, so that we can let it go, so we can overcome, and then we can become whole. But that has to be done from the inside out. We can't read a book about that.
Understood. Yeah, exactly. So, if you could also walk us through the, any method or like the flow method, right? The flow method challenge the conventional stages of the grief. So if you can share.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very different. So I'm not a therapist or a counselor. I'm a grief coach. And I started my journey as a life coach. And I realized that grief coaching is very different to life coaching. Because as a life coach, people come, they want to improve their life. As a grief coach, people come to me and they just want to heal their grief. They want to stop the grief. But what gets missed is that we cannot heal grief because grief is an emotion, grief is love. So we cannot heal the grief, we have to heal ourselves. And that's a journey into self, that's a growth, that's growing into becoming that new person without your loved one. And that's what we do with the flow method. The very first step with my flow method is to feel. And I have so many clients that say to me, but this, I am feeling, I'm crying, I'm screaming, I'm feeling it. But it's not really feeling that emotion. What emotion are you feeling right now? And then letting that emotion go, that pain go. Letting go is not letting go of the love, letting go of the memories, it's letting go of that pain. Because once you do that, then you can start overcoming. Now you can start looking forward. You can start imagining your new life. You can start visualizing a future. But until we do the first feeling and letting go, we can't go to the next step, which is overcoming, and then, of course, to become whole. And that's where the inner work comes. That's where our work with my clients, we go, it's deep inner work.
Well, got it. Lovely. So, if I have to say, like, what role does reimagining life play in the healing process of the loss of a loved one?
Well, the role of reimagining a new life is really rediscovering who you are without that loved one. So in my case, I lost my husband. Who am I now without my husband? A lot of my clients have lost a child. Who am I now without that child? Because our role changes.
Yeah.
Our purpose changes. Because suddenly we don't have that purpose anymore. We don't have that role. And because we don't have that, we have no meaning. Our life loses meaning. So the question comes in then is, who am I now? What's my, you know, what is my life worth? Where am I? What am I doing? And that's all the questions we ask ourselves, and my clients ask themselves too, is, where do I fit into this world now? And that's where we start reimagining, rediscovering. You know, we go through so much about who they are. What grief does is that it puts a magnifying glass over any emotions or any limiting beliefs or any strategies or programs that we run as human beings. It magnifies everything because suddenly you're seeing everything. It's like, oh my goodness, what is this? Where did this come from? So it's unpacking that and layer by layer by layer. And rediscovering, oh, okay, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is my journey.
Exactly true. Yeah. So on this, like, what advice do you have for someone who feels overwhelmed by their grief and doesn't know where to start?
Okay, so the first thing is to breathe. And I know that sounds really simple, but it is to just sit and breathe. You know, if you're overwhelmed in your grief, it's just to sit quietly and to breathe. And to sit and really go within and say, well, I'm overwhelmed. Where do I go from here? Now, you're not going to know where to go because your mind is chitter-chattering and you're feeling down and you're feeling grief. Grab a book, any piece of paper, a book, a pen, your phone, any note, paper, anything, and just start writing. But here's the thing. I tell all my clients, don't write what you don't want. And don't think about it. Just write. Because that then comes up from the heart.
Exactly. That's very, very important. Wow. So, how important it is for grieving individuals to give themselves the permission to feel their emotions fully.
It is vital. When we grieve, you know, because I've been through the loss of my husband too, we want to mask that pain. We want to pretend that we're okay. Especially, and I said with all my clients, I did it as well, especially with friends and family. You put on this facade and this mask that I'm okay. I call it the I'm okay mask. Because we don't want people to see how we're hurting. People say, how are you going? You go, I'm okay. How was your day? Oh, it was fine. In the meantime, you're crumbling inside. You're dying inside. You're not okay. You're not fine.
Exactly.
Now, I know that it's not, people don't want to really hear how you're really feeling because, you know, you don't want to dump on people either and say, well, I've had a terrible day. So we mask our pain. But it's really important that we acknowledge and feel what we're going through and remove that mask, remove that armor around us.
Exactly.
And that's the work that I help my clients do, give them that space to actually just be and just talk about it and see where they're at, express themselves, feel that pain.
Sure, lovely. So before we wrap up, like, how can the listeners begin incorporating the principles of the flow method into their own healing journey, if you can share?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing to start doing is, and it's really simple, is to feel. So acknowledge your pain. That's the first step. If you're having a bad day, don't pretend you're okay. You know, obviously if you're out shopping or you're driving or something, you've got to keep yourself together. But when you get home or when you're on your own or when you're with a close friend, Let it out. Feel that pain.
Yeah.
Because when we feel that pain, if you have to cry, if you have to scream, if you have to, you know, punch a hole in the wall if necessary, because that's all energy. And
yeah.
that's energy that builds up inside of us. So you have to feel it. So whatever it is, acknowledge your pain. But the biggest advice I can give is don't unpack and live there. So don't be too comfortable with your pain either, because it's really easy to then become the victim of our pain. I was a victim for a long time. You know, I was a victim of my pain for a long time because I wanted to, it's comfortable. We get comfortable in our pain. So the key is to feel it, but don't unpack and live there, because you need to let it go.
Yeah.
Need to release it and let it go.
Yeah.
Definitely. Then you can start overcoming it. All right, what do I need to do? Who do I need to be? What steps can I take? And then obviously to become whole after that, because that's the whole encompasses everything.
Exactly. True. So thank you so much, Dennis, for sharing your insights. And we have definitely explored a profound journey of the grief and the transformation with Dennis, dear listeners, the creator of the Flow Grief Release Method. So her personal story of loss and her subsequent discovery of healing offer a beacon of hope for anyone navigating and the complexities of the grief. So through her approach, she challenges the conventional stages of the grief and providing a roadmap to move beyond the pain and heartache towards a renewed sense of the purpose and the joy. So as we conclude, always remember that healing is not a linear path, but a deeply personal journey. So by embracing these principles of the flow method, the feeling, letting go, overcoming, and becoming whole, we can reimagine the life after the loss and find a solace in knowing that joy can coexist with our cherished memories. So thank you, Dennis, for sharing your wisdom and guiding us towards a brighter tomorrow amidst the shadows of the grief.
Thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, I really hope that I've helped somebody tonight and today move forward in their journey.
Exactly. And dear listeners, may you find the comfort and inspiration in Dennis' words as you embark on your own journey of the healing and the transformation. So until next time, take those gentle steps towards forward, and knowing that healing is possible and hope always remains. So thank you so much.